Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Strecker Farms in Bighorn, Montana. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Shane Strecker drives his freshly cut sugar beets from Bighorn to Billings, again and again and again. Today I'm meeting Shane at the sugar factory on Billings' south side. I'm loitering under a cottonwood tree by the weigh station, wondering if I'll recognize his big rig. Shane warned me on the phone yesterday that he'd be pressed for time, and now I can see why for myself. Semi-truck after semi-truck heaped with sugar beets turn from Sugar Avenue onto the scale, then rumble over to the towering pile of sugar beets where they dump their crops before swinging back through the scale, out to Sugar Avenue and onto their fields in Hardin and Forsyth and Bighorn and Hysham. We won't have much time to talk. Shane pulls through the scale and over to my little car.
How are you?
I'm good.
You?
How are you?
Pretty busy. Just a long, long haul.
Shane is 5 days into the early harvest campaign. His crew has been cutting and hauling beets from Bighorn to Billings continuously since it began on September 3rd. How many times do you have to do this today?
This is my second, and I'll do one more, probably. Maybe two, but after three loads, that's like almost 500 miles. So that's enough.
The early harvest campaign is a mandatory program of the Western Sugar Cooperative that stipulates each grower delivers so many tons of beets per acre to the factory. If you can't deliver, you're responsible for finding another farmer who will. This gets the factory running and prepared for the main harvest in mid-October, after which the factory processes beets into the early part of the new year.
You've got a bed back there, though.
Yep. And I use it once in a while.
You do? You just can't stand it? You pull over and
right.
Sleep? My gosh.
Strecker Farms is running 8 trucks today, each hauling 3 loads of just-cut beets round trip from field to factory. It's a huge undertaking, aptly named a campaign.
I'm opening up the end gate. This is the camera right here. And then he motions me when I can start dumping, and he already did that, so now I'm going.
Okay.
Dumping beets.
Uh-huh.
Piece of cake.
Shane's hauling into the factory yard instead of to one of the regional receiving stations in Custer or Hysham. That's because he can. He has the trucks and he has the crew, and he gets paid a little extra per ton for it, making it worthwhile. It's also because the factory needs what's called short beets, piles proximate to the plant to maximize production, 5,000 tons of beets per 24-hour period.
So we need to make sure there's beets here in the yard to fill the gaps.
So basically, once the factory gets fired up and moving, it needs to be just going continuously.
That's exactly.
You don't want any lag.
You can't shut it down or slow it down because that's inefficient, and it's a process. It takes so long to shut it down and then start it back up again, and you just don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Suddenly, it's quiet.
I'm done.
And when you got weighed, do you have to go back around and weigh empty now?
Yes, we have to weigh empty now.
Okay.
That's right. That's right.
And how much did you weigh in at? And was that a surprise? Is that pretty standard? It's just...
You don't work for the Montana Department of Transportation, do you?
Shane weighed in at something like 90,000 pounds this morning. He has 3 loads like that today, and so do the other half dozen Strecker Farms trucks. It all boils down to the factory needing that magic 5,000 tons a day to run efficiently.
It also depends on the size of the crop. If it's a good crop, you know they'll want more or start earlier. Because you don't want to process beets, you know, past the middle of February if you can help it. So
this is really all about workflow.
Yep, exactly.
We pull onto the scale, and Shane hands the attendant a card with the farm's contract and load number.
33,200.
My diet's working.
We'll see, because I know what I normally weigh without a passenger.
Next week, the beet campaign intensifies.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.